Earlier this year, we brought you a story about Rockalina, a wild eastern box turtle who's been living in a New York kitchen ever since a young boy caught her while playing outside in 1977.
Is she in good shape?
I'm going to be honest with you, no.
That was Chris Leone meeting Rockalina for the first time. He is the founder of Garden State Tortoise, the New Jersey organization that rescued the turtle.
We're going to take her back and work on her, and we'll give her baths and try to get her nails trimmed and her beak into check and whatever we could do for her.
Rockalina's skin was discolored, nails overgrown into her feet from living her life on a slick kitchen floor. She wasn't able to see because of dead skin covering her eyes. Given her state when she was rescued, Leone wasn't sure that she would survive. Here he is speaking to NPR back in April.
We thought we were going to lose her. I mean, right away, it was like, I don't know about this one.
But she's made steady progress. Rockalina is now able to see. She's responded well to medicine and new food. She's living in an outdoor habitat. Over the past 10 months, she's become a bit of an internet celebrity through the rescue's online updates.
Her health has come a long way, but her journey is far from over.
You know, a lot of people think that turtles and tortoises are solitary by nature when they're not necessarily in love with each other or will die of a broken heart if they're not with each other, but they absolutely occur in colonies and groups in nature.
The next milestone for Rockalina is socializing.
We happened to hatch a box turtle, so it hasn't been around anything else yet, and it was the perfect situation for her also because that baby and her are basically on the same level of socialization.
In a YouTube video, Leone holds a tiny eastern box turtle hatchling about the size of an Oreo cookie. With no real idea how Rockalina might react to another turtle due to her decades of isolation, he carefully introduces them on camera, ready to intervene if things go awry.
So here we go, guys. Baby and Rockalina are meeting for the first time.
Leone narrates the encounter.
Wow, so far so good here. I'm not seeing any signs of aggression, which is super awesome right off the bat.
He says they're off to a great start, and the two even shared a snacky snack.
Rockalina was so curious about that baby, did not want to harm it at all, and even shared her cherished strawberry with it.
It's been a long recovery, but maybe Rockalina is finally coming out of her shell.
Good one, Scott.